This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
The task before us is daunting and may yet eclipse the pain felt by workers and families during the Great Recession, at least for many families.
The United States is mobilizing as our countries around the world to ward off contracting the COVID-19. United States Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer compares it not just to the Great Recession, but to global challenges of a more distant past.
The response to the coronavirus will require a massive mobilization of public resources, federal, state, and local, as we have marshaled before only in wartime. It's going to require Congress to work in a bipartisan way and with uncommon speed.
The world has changed, and doing business, at least temporarily, has changed right along with it. Sherry Adler reports from the Associated Press.
Over the past few days, Instacart, Walmart Grocery, and Shipt, which is owned by Target Corporation, have set records for daily app downloads. That's according to Apptopia, a data tracking firm. Sandy Nuremberg, who lives in California, is one of those shoppers.
I had gone to the grocery store after the outbreak started, and it was a madhouse, and it was crowds of people, and everybody coughing, and, you know, me probably being a little paranoid.
Maybe not, says Professor John Swartzberg, who's with the UC Berkeley School of Public Health.
Going to the grocery store is a perfect opportunity to interact with lots of other people, particularly if the grocery store is crowded, so that can be a problem.
I'm Shelley Adler.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed called the outbreak a defining moment for our city and said everyone must do their part to protect their neighbors. He called on residents to absolutely stay at home unless it is absolutely essential to go outside. This is VOA News. China expressed its strong opposition Tuesday to U.S. President Donald Trump, using the term Chinese virus to refer to the novel coronavirus that has spread to more than 150 countries around the world. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zheng Shuang said Mr. Trump's language stigmatizes the Chinese. Now, President Trump tweeted Monday, the United States will be powerfully supporting those industries like airlines and others that are particularly affected by the Chinese virus. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Iraqi Prime Minister Abdel Abdul Mahdi on Monday that those responsible for a deadly attack on a military base last week must be held accountable. Two American service members and a British medic were killed when Iraqi base Camp Taji came under a rocket attack last Wednesday. At least 14 others were injured. The International Organization for Migration reports that despite Yemen's brutal civil war, tens of thousands of refugees and migrants cross the Gulf of Aden each year into the conflict-ridden country in hopes of reaching Saudi Arabia and finding work. For VOA, Lisa Schlein reports from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The United Nations considers Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. Despite this disastrous situation, migrants from the Horn of Africa remain undeterred in their determination to reach Yemen and then to Saudi Arabia and a hoped for better life. Last year, the International Organization for Migration reports more than 138,000 people crossed the Gulf of Aden to Yemen. It says an agreement last year between Saudi Arabia and Ethiopia that allows 100,000 Ethiopian workers to travel legally to Saudi Arabia for work has been successful, and the agency calls for it to be extended. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The world of United States sports was shaken to the hilt earlier today as legendary New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady announced that he will not be returning to the Patriots for the 2020 season. No word yet as to which team he'll likely sign up with. Few, even passive sports fans, can imagine that quarterback, arguably the best ever, and not too much argument at that, wearing any other uniform but the New England red, white, and blue. Of course, Mr. Brady is not the first, nor even the second, or third for that matter, when considering that Babe Ruth, Michael Jordan, Joe Montana, and Brett Favre all departed the teams they made famous late in their career. Hard as it is to believe, Babe Ruth, the greatest of all sports icons in the United States of America, was at one time a Boston Brave. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.